Blog Talk Radio.
Company keep, and I'ma blame you for what they say about me.
Free your mind, let your conscience be free.
When I was by myself, I was fast asleep. Since you came around, I've been up for weeks.
Free your mind, let your conscience
be free. Yeah. I've been with the wrong crowd.
Right
now, I keep my secrets in a safe house. Better if I don't speak. Devil's trying to send me the outline of shape out. Place me at the crime scene. I can see from this high up. You ain't got a heart, girl. Prophecy is for the cheaters. Obviously, you're deceived.
How did that mix come out with that Chris Brown X?
It was pretty smooth.
Yeah, the audio level is a little bit different, huh?
Yeah.
It's clean,
a lot cleaner, that's for sure.
A lot cleaner and crisp, and we do have two more selections lined up. This show's a little different, GRX, than Real Talk, Real Game, or the Marty Smith Show. Every show we do takes on a different theme. And you know what, bro? Sometimes you may think it's intentional. It's not. My brain is going faster than my mind can handle, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Okay? The engine just revs. That don't mean the accelerator is ready to go. So that's what I meant. Okay? So I uploaded a bunch of really nice tracks, and I have that volume here, which is moving us at this segment into a more radio-pronounced show. But Real Talk, Real Game, that's when you and I get a chance to clown and speak on some issues. We talked on Kanye West. And as I just played to Chris Brown, I have to say this, that a lot of people who move into music, hip-hop, and entertainment don't really understand how burdened they will be trying to attain a level of communication and success. It's not just their personal success. They're also trying to do what Kanye did, which is communicate to thousands of people in 1 minute, whereas you and I have to work even extra hard to do that, or other folks that haven't gotten to where we are will have to work even twice as hard to get to where we are. You feel me?
Well, that's just the way that it goes. You know, when you do good work, you get more work to do.
Fortunately or on.
Yeah, it don't matter. If you do good work, you're going to get some more work.
Yeah. And so as you say that, I just hear Tupac saying, 3 years to make an album? Damn, Dr. Dre. 3 years? Like, hell yeah. Sometimes it takes 5 years. You know? Sometimes it takes 10 years.
Hell, a lot of times you put in a lot of effort, make the album, and then don't produce the album. Because you're looking for that one right key. You know, so, I mean, the music game isn't a game that you can just get into and think, oh, it's a success. You got to put a whole lot of work in.
Yeah, you have to put in a lot of work. Now, we had the, they just announced some awards a couple of, a week ago. Was that the Golden Globes or the Viewer's Choice? Who was that?
I think it was the Golden Globes.
And were there any real surprises there?
Yeah, there was one or two, I thought. I can't think of the name of the movie. It's based on Mississippi with the black and white couple. They didn't get a nod at all.
Yes. As soon as you said it, the name went. But, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was thinking about it earlier, and now the name is gone, but they didn't get a nod at all on nothing, not a peep.
Now, let me break this down. From an entertainment standpoint, is it suggested that just because they put some people of color in an emotional story that you or I may attract ourselves to, that we're supposed to give them a nod?
No, I don't think we're supposed to give them a nod, but
hold up before you and I throw ourselves under the bus. We don't throw each other under the bus.
No.
Listen. We only throw ourselves under the bus when we together and drunk. That's different.
No, nigga, this is my turn.
It's your house? Okay. It can be your house then. Don't ever ask me back.
See you tomorrow, though, player.
And then I get a call next week. Hey, bro, can you come on through?
I need some help.
My wife is mad at me for getting mad at you.
It goes down like that.
It does go down like that. It's funny. You know, I just got a couple of Facebook posters mad at me because I just said something mad about my partner, G.R. Do y'all even know my partner? Who is you? Who is y'all? So, you know, we all having our Kanye moments right now. And I really think that as we look at these mixes for music, I'm getting back on that focus.
Right.
That mix for music, as it affects this political perspective, I mean, 2016, bro, we done lost all our heroes.
Look, I'm saying this, fuck 2016. Only thing good out of 2016 that happened to me is my grandbaby. That's it.
And she got a the new one got, you got two, but you got a new one coming
out. Three.
Three.
I got, well, I'm going to give you my nickname. I got Penny Joe, I got Snooty Fuzzy Top, and I got Choo Choo LaRue.
I know about two, but who's the third one?
That's Snooty Fuzzy Top. That's Shay's baby. That's the March baby.
Okay. Well, you know, it's hard for me, like I said, if I lose contact with you for 30 days, which I did, I miss a lifetime.
Yeah, a year, the whole thing just changed around. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got three granddaughters.
How many owe me money?
Hopefully none of the granddaughters owe you some money.
We just want to get that clear, ladies and gentlemen. He and I have a long-standing relationship where debt has to be paid. You know, there was a couple of rides in high school that I haven't been compensated for. And with interest, you know, with interest, them is like $17,000 a ride now. And, you know, I just want to work it out.
You were lifting Uber before lifting Uber even showed up, huh?
I was the black Uber nigga. I was the Uber nigga, okay? And that was with a N-I-B-A, nibba. Uber nigga. And if you say it real quick, you know, you start saying, Uber nigga. He said, Uber nibba. Yeah, well, you know, we're just working it out. But, you know, the way it's working is that we all tied into our own IRS issues and our own email scandals. And by the end of the day, you know, if I don't die first, GRX, you might tell the story that I was not who I am. So we want.
I ain't gonna fake the funk.
I don't need you to bypass no articles and issues of my character, and I want you to put it down. Okay. Now, see, ladies and gentlemen, this is a music show, and we done went off into a whole nother reindeer direction.
Well, you know, look, music will do that for us. Music will take you in directions that you had no idea that you wanted to go. You can listen to a song and it'll bring a tear to your eye. You know what I'm saying? You can listen to a song and it'll bring a smile on your face. You can listen to that one song.
I thought I had a dream of a beautiful day, and like a song, an angel passed my way. Skin like the sky, and her hair was as long as mine. Then she turned to me with her big brown eyes, a voice flowing like water, and it brought a tear to my eyes.
Shine on the world. So tomorrow you come.
Radio. I'm your host, DJ Monk, Marty Smith, Marcellus, That Nigga, Mr. Monkey. Who are you?
G to the R to the X.
For some reason, ladies and gentlemen, this brother just keeps showing up on my line.
That's what happens when you find out the number.
No, that's what happened when I met.
It was destined. It was destined.
We were destined to do what we do. Now, do you remember we had a recording in my station wagon? The Green Bandit. What was that called? It had a name. It was the Green Bucket or the Green Bandit or something.
I can't remember. I think we called it the Bucket.
The Bucket. It was the Bucket. Yes, that's what it was called, the Bucket. And you and I were somewhere on the west side, and I left the recorder on. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we were into this DJ thing as early as 81, 80, 79, 78. I don't know about him, but before I met him, I was cheating and using what we call tape mixes, and those were banned. You know, you could get beat up when we was kids if you had a tape mix. But
everybody got a humble beginning, player. And if that's what it is, that's what it is. I mean, we used to listen to K-Day back in the day. Still they mixes and go home and copulate it, emulate it. You got to do something to get up on the game.
But you know the day that I shine. The day that I shine was in high school when I brought taped up boombox with the time mix. That was the day my life changed. And I just dropped that on all the black people at our high school. That was the day.
Which was only a handful.
That was the day that the time came out with Get It Up, and nobody but me and Bub knew about it. Remember Bub?
Yep.
And he was like, yeah. And also, I can't think his name. He was already a senior, Big Swole brother on the football.
God, just because you said it, I can see
cool.
His face right now.
Hella cool.
Right.
Brown tone, hella
right.
Cool, always an OG, but was respectful of little homies and always knew he could whoop on you, but that wasn't the issue. He just guide you on your way. And then I dropped that out there in that quad, and y'all went crazy.
It was a cool little thing. I mean, look, back in the day, bro, we were subject to listening to hard rock, soft rock, because that's the school we went to. That's what we was listening to, basically. So to come out with something over the top, you know,
yeah,
it is what it
yeah.
is.
I think I was competing with George James also during that phase. That was my compete with him leading up to the confrontation. I don't think, or we may have had it already. I don't remember. You know, high school was a beautiful moment for you and I.
It was a growing moment. That was for sure.
You said you didn't always reflect on them years, but I have to realize that was part of my transition into college because I ended up with some of the same teachers up there in my college.
Right.
Brother Camilo at Cathedral.
Yeah.
Camilas.
Yes, he was there.
Yeah, I thought he was. And you know, he was very prominent in my life up at also Brother Manuel.
Yeah, Brother Manuel.
They all moved up to St. Mary's College. And
Brother Manuel was cool because on so many different levels, especially when I was in my freshman year having problems, you know, with my little situation with fighting that dude on the first day of school, he was cool with me, you know, and he kept me in line. He was like, man, just do what you got to do. You'll be okay.
First day
of school.
And I
was like, damn, I got to run 5 miles every day.
First day of school, you damn near get suspended.
Yeah.
That's like the first day I bought my Jeep. Remember my Jeep?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know the story of the Jeep. I went out four-wheeling, and I never went four-wheeling in my life. I ain't never had four-wheel. And then I picked up my white homegirl, Mary.
I remember Mary.
She was white, though. I mean, I had a Black Mary. This is.
I'm not talking about Black Mary. I remember White Mary.
Well, this nigga said, I remember White Mary. I need to create a drink then. White Mary's got. Man, we went four
wheeling. I might be smoking on some White Mary right now.
We went four wheeling, and I tore up the Jeep the day I bought it. And then and didn't remember none of that until I got up the next morning to go to work. And I'm like, devil tear up the Jeep? Or did Marty Ma have a moment wrestling with the devil? And Mary was my witness. Ha! Bro, I got Obama skills. I need to run for Emperor Compton.
Look, I tell my wife, just call me President. I'm President Rodney. You know, I'm going to go change my name. I'm President Rodney.
Because I hope you got that sign off your old house and put that on your new house. Shit.
Oh, yeah, I got my Mr. Rodney sign. It goes where I go.
Or at least on your bedroom.
It goes where I go.
That stood out to me. That said something about real. I mean, Kanye just told you there are at least 7 real niggas left. And you, I hope, is one of them.
I hope so, too.
And I really hope that this chick might be more nigga than we thought. Actually, the way it's coming down is she's really not fine anymore. She's beyond fine. You know, you can get past that Holly Berry moment to the point where, ooh, if I ever saw you half naked in the room, I'm going to run away. You know?
It's like when you used to DJ, you'd be at a party, and, you know, you watching everybody, and here comes that one fine chick coming into the party. Nobody talking to her. Nobody dancing with her.
Hey, G, I'm still DJ. And here she is. She got her own song out. Can you hear it?
So I rock his rock necklace. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hands afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag.
Hot sauce in my veins. Come
hot
on,
sauce in the veins.
Come on now. I mean, you know, I ain't going to go there with you. We live on the air. We listen to the world. Putin might be listening to us. While you bullshitting, Obama's in Hawaii. He ain't got nothing better to do but listen to Marty Marr and GRX. Right?
Look, after you get out of office, he can burn him one, too.
I actually got something for you. But that's a whole nother conversation. Until January, actually, 22nd. You know, give them 2 days to get it together.
Right.
I'm not fucking with Obama and his exit because it might end up grassy knoll, bro. But, you know what show this is, right? This is
right.
Black Noise Radio. You know, we switch. Sometimes I have you on every show. And then you got your... Shut up! If I want to go a more 90, I'll go 90. I might do a Kanye on you, lady. And then they might shut all my shit down. Maybe they know the same Jay-Z killers. See, you over there coughing, and I might be needing help. But no, I couldn't get help because he shut the fuck up. I told you. We live at Black Noise Radio. Do you hear that dog in the background? I'm going to beat him until he turns pink.
That's all right, because it's live radio. We ain't faking the fuck. It's live. When it goes down, it goes down.
If it gets any live, I'll be picking boogers.
Hey, that's on the video show.
Oh, that's my all my Denzel. Now, I didn't finish my talk. This Beyonce chick has got me, Kanye, and America on one.
Okay.
Lady,
you do.
I told you to stop it. I told this lady that you don't keep coming up in here to the noise, the Black Noise Radio, and thinking you just going to end us like that. Don't do it. Don't do it. We bigger than that. We're going to go full Kanye. We're going to take over another 3 hours. And I'm gonna call everybody I know in my downline, timeline, and upline. And then line them all in on the line. I think. You know, GRX?
Yes, sir.
It's been a pleasure here having you on the Black Noise Radio. I think you need to reactivate. I didn't realize, I've been playing with you, but I didn't realize, I actually didn't. You have your own shows.
This is true, I do.
Why the fuck is you on my shows if you got your own show? I mean, I lead you and I gave you some shows, but then I didn't give you the shows so that you can quit them.
I didn't quit him. You know, we was in the process of moving. And,
well. Now that the Lord has spoke to us and Kanye, who might be an emissary of the Lord. See, this is where it gets complicated. You and I.
He's an immigrant, huh?
You and I don't know if he and Trump are not the new apostles.
Could be.
You know? Do you know all that? I can't.
Hey, look, put it like this. What we can say, the times are changing. That's what we can say. You know, it ain't like it used to be, and it ain't going to ever be the same way that it was. So we got to deal with what's happening right now.
Let me say it like this. When do you think the next time that they'll have a black, African-American president with heritage from the soil of the United States in both male, female, no disrespect, I'm telling you how the seed needs to be.
I don't see another, we'll put it like, we won't probably see it in our lifetime.
I was thinking if I could get you to run, then we could start a super PAC, a ghetto PAC.
get all the hoods attached.
And a weed PAC. And you and I could probably raise $67 million. Now we ain't gonna get to no billion, cause they don't love us like for a billion. But they'll get us just close enough that we have to raise 2 or 3 other million in other places. So I'm assuming with the Cammy Mills and you running for office, bro, just imagine yourself steel legs. All in your uniform, in your boxes. This is what I'm going for, okay? This is my vision. GRX in his boxes, military box, talking about the fact that the government owes him. Not that much, but enough to buy some pants.
Just enough to buy some pants.
I'm not playing with that because we need all the dogs around you.
Come on out.
And this boy not listening.
Your dog's over there barking. Oh, you know the dog that I got from you, man? He's probably about 100 pounds now.
My dog that I gave you? I don't know nothing. I have no intelligence that I ever knew you before this week. Never given you a dog. I don't know nothing about dogs. Dog is a code word for God spelled backwards.
Yes, it is. I guess that you gave me a dog about a year ago.
Damn it, GRX. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, I can't shake this bruh, because he know where I live. Only four people know where I live. My mama, who's on the same street, and the neighbor across the street, and GRX, and the neighbor next to me. Nobody else know where I live.
I've been on 71st a lot of times, bro.
I don't want to hear about your stories.
Loud.
We're going to end this episode. Black Noise Radio. We got Beyonce going out and she's slaying.
Illuminati mess. Paparazzi,
catch
my fly
and
my cotton fresh. I'm
hey,
so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair. Sauce in my bag. What? I see it, I want it. I cut yellow, want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it. I twirl on the middle, albino alligator, albino with a tilo, sipping Cuervo and Odilla. Sometimes I go hard, I go hard, I go hard, I go hard. Get what's mine, hey, what's mine? I'm a star, I'm a star, 'cause I flex. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that...